forever. Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Doing trap music on this show.
Welcome to Jackson City, guys. I'm Veronica Soria.
Yes, Soyala Sweaterland. No Dickaracas.
This is some trash.
We're just like cleaning house. Speaking of some trash, we have some beef.
We have some beef right now. We're coming in hot with some beef. What's up?
What's up, guys? Oh, welcome to the welcome to the Tracks in the City. Yo soy Verónica Soria de Caracas.
What if you had a baby? That's how it cried. You'd be like, so I do have a baby. Seems healthy. It's just that every time he's hungry, he cries.
How does it cry? You love that you do all
it
the voices.
It seems like he cries when he's hungry.
Oh, and what do you mean?
So is that a... Let me just... Here's... Oh, he's starting to cry right now. Can I put him on the phone?
Yeah, please.
So that's...
Wait. That was your baby?
My baby crying. Yeah.
That baby's lit.
Yeah. Oh, it's just lit? Okay. I just wanted to make sure it's not a health issue.
You gave birth to a lit baby. All right,
that makes sense.
If you have any other actual problems, just dismiss the problem.
This doctor's busy.
Yeah, I guess.
So we were just kept waiting. And it was really weird because we've literally never kept Brett waiting.
And we had like, we recorded a Patreon episode, which please go to patreon.com and subscribe and listen to it. And we also like had some guests from another podcast.
Also
from
on the Forever Dog Network.
On the Forever Dog Network.
Nope. Sex sounds.
<Your perro>. That sounds like that.
Is that the
Spanish radio? Like if there's a dog, there's like a woman going, ah.
I thought that in Spanish, the sound for a dog.
Oh,
like
wait.
Such a sexual language that it's like
que sonido hace un perro,
and it's like okay, pero wait, que sonido hace un gato.
You know about pollitos, like chicks? What is a chick noise that you do to kids?
A chick noise?
Like a pollito, like a little chicken.
Like a baby chicken?
Yeah.
They don't make noises, do they?
We say pio, pio, pio.
They go like...
They don't go like that. We can barely hear you, but you're definitely making a face. You have... No. In Spanish, like pollito hacen... Like los pollitos hacen pio, pio, pio.
Pew, pew, pew.
So that's what you teach little kids. Okay. If they see like
and
a little
then when,
chicken,
what do you teach grown-ups? What noise does a chicken make?
Yes!
Chickens. A yard full of chickens. And they're
it's
always...
weird. The Spanish chickens are in English. They're
you
English.
You'd be so annoyed. You'd be like, oh, I got a bunch of chickens.
Yes! Yes! Do you watch Annihilation?
You
do you watch Annihilation?
No.
Oh my God. There's a, if you watch it, if you didn't watch it, don't watch it. But if you watched it, there's a spoiler. There's a beast, like, so it's like genetic adaptation. So this beast, like, the last thing, like, they take on and to evolve is this, like, woman screaming, help me! So that's how they call their prey.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's that sounds like a good show.
Genetically good. But
I tried to watch one of the shows been Andrew T. recommended, but I couldn't get into it.
Which one? What did he recommend?
The Expanse.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good concept, but the actual execution, it's like...
It's like the 100. I'm like, I would love to love this, but I don't. But I love Dark Matter and Killjoy, so I don't know.
So we did write a song specifically for this... First part.
For one of the...
Should we introduce our guest first?
For one of the most backstabbing... Yeah, yeah, because he's going to help us.
He's going to help us? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Yeah. All right, okay. So we've said a lot of bad things about ABC or CBS.
Oh my God, you cannot even get it right. now. Okay, CBS All Access.
Because it kept pissing us off and we were trying to watch. Because
they're airing Star Trek Discovery, so we're part of why we're watching. Like, the only way to watch Discovery is to watch CBS All Access. But the app, the navigation of the app is a fucking nightmare, because there's like a way to look for the episodes that's like backwards, and then they also like play ads.
They don't
and
do
all
the
ads are like for Star Trek fans, so they're all like, if you have dysmorphia of your bones because you're old. Like, it's really.
Have you been diagnosed with fucking dying disorder?
You're old Star Trek watcher. Like, if you're dying currently because you're an old person. So it's
prudential.
So Alice, like, but I've been defending the CBS app for a while now. And so hopefully there's a reason for it. And it's because I am now
it's
in
because
a show.
Of our guest.
Yeah, it's because of our guest. That's only the
our
only
guest
reason.
Today, guys.
I'm now in a show that is going to air on CBS app. I'm so pumped because it's actually about space travel, but it's the origin of space travel. So that's pretty awesome.
And she's basically gets to dress up as a character on Dixon Hill.
Basically. Our guest today is my co-star and actor, amazing person, Peter Mark Kendall.
And what's his name? Peter Mark Kendall?
Peter Mark Kendall!
Welcome to the studio, Peter. How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
You're on CBS.com.
Is that
right?
You can watch it on the internet.
What's
Peter?
Now
what? Peter?
How? Now when my niece,
Peter, she's above her. Sorry.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg. Now when my niece sends me a Facebook like, is that a message I need to open up, or?
I think you want to poke him back.
I want to. Well, my niece currently identifies as female. That's her pronouns.
Sorry.
You're already fucked up.
Yeah. Take two.
Welcome to
Tricks
studio.
In the City.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited.
It's very excited for you. It's very
you
excited
a good voice
for you
this.
To be here today.
Is
and
this
what
a
is
comfortable
it?
Height?
A ghost.
This is perfect.
Okay, good.
Is it?
You have an actorly voice.
I do.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He's
it
an
means
actor. Like it's like, you. Yeah, you have like a, you enunciate a lot.
You enunciate.
He has said he has said seven short words.
You're like total. Hello. Yeah, but I feel like it's maybe almost eight.
It's almost eight, and you can just tell by my my gestures.
Listeners at home,
but your mouth.
Can you not agree with me right now? We always pretend the listeners are on our side whenever we make
and they're
an
definitely
argument.
At they're home, just, like on their couches, just like
just
listening.
Yeah. Or some of them are in a coma. What? Why did I say that? Okay. All right. So
for our listeners in a coma, we support you, buddy.
So we're a little amped up.
Uh-huh.
We support you, buddy. We
hey,
love what you're doing.
You can get
keep it up.
Your choice, man. it's just insensitive as fuck. No, Peter. So do we know each other, Peter?
A little bit. I just met you like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And now we're co-stars and we're friends. New friends.
New friends.
Yeah.
You gotta be.
How's
nice
it going
to work
so far?
With people you like.
Oh my God. It's just a
when
nightmare.
You've done the opposite.
Yeah. Well, sorry, what'd you say?
How's it been so far, our friendship?
Our friendship?
Yeah.
I think it might be the best friendship I've ever had. I mean, I think of you as my best friend.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Well, okay. Thank
so,
you. That's
is,
a lot. Definitely thank you.
Veronica, do you,
are you
do
okay?
you think that I'm your best friend?
Well, I have a list of people that are way
ahead of you.
Above the
and I have definitely scored on that list. So
Alice.
Wow, Alice got her claws
Alice.
Out.
I really am upset about what you said. So
where would you think
if
that
you
want to
be
fall?
My friendships, but you gotta get with my other friends. Why don't you buy them presents?
Oh my God.
Presents never end.
It's as if we've been on the studio for a while. Sorry. It's hard to catch up to this level.
I think he's doing fine.
He's doing great. Okay. So we're asking, so Peter, besides like being an actor, you do other things that
and
I'm very
do?
Impressed by and I want to hear about them. Do you want to talk about them or is
it? Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
You're
feel
a PI.
Free. Feel free to like this train is going, so just
I'm never
hop in and
just hop in. I'm sorry. Zipping and clipping.
No. This has just been a joy to watch.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
To listen, different story. Okay. So you make music.
I make music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I make music for most recently for films, for like short films
really?
And documentaries and stuff.
My boyfriend wants to do that.
Oh,
my
sorry,
boyfriend
he can't.
Wants to. My boyfriend, because you're already doing it.
Yeah, I'm
gonna tell him.
Yeah.
You're the reason.
How do you go about that? Like, that's so baffling to me. Every musician I'm like consistently baffled by. Because to me, you know, I'm like learning guitar chords and being like, my fingers are too short. And then piano, same. So, and that's about what it is to me. But like coming up with a full song from scratch, that makes me feel like that's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not impossible if you have longer fingers. I don't know. You should work on that.
Maybe I should. You know what? Weirdly, I'm getting inspired by this conversation into like... maybe dedicating a song to.
See,
I have large Italian hands.
I have the smallest hands of all. That's why. Remember, you were she was throwing me something and making fun of me for not catching it. So I just want to point out.
I have large hands. I have like my Italian
large and in charge.
Grandpa had like old each large, one of his fingers was like two hands. Of mine. It's crazy. So how do you start a song from scratch? Do you start with a beat?
For like film stuff, I just start with mostly guitar.
The film? Oh.
Guitar, because that's what I play the best. Yeah, I start with the movie.
Yeah.
And I guess like before then, it's like the idea. And then before them, it's like when people are born and then they have ideas. So
you're just sitting there watching.
It's a big process.
Yeah.
It is a big process.
That's cool. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you do it.
Fuck!
No!
And so I always ask this question to everyone who comes to the podcast, and it's, have you watched...
Wait, we have to do the song first.
We're not going to do... Okay, so here's
what
the thing.
What are you talking about? We're not going to do the
How
song.
How dare you?
No, no.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I'm actually thank misspoke, but thank you for ganging up on me.
we bullied you hard.
We actually were... we recorded an episode with another... Forever Dog people.
Betsy and Dara from Done.
Before taking our photo, Brett was like, can you get out of the studio mm-hmm. to record some promos with
and we were like,
them?
This is weird.
And we were like, but Brett is our
and he
dad.
Was like,
that's
just
our
do
age.
It.
So, rude.
Listen to.
Rude.
Know. So I'm getting really inspired to like actually try to make a song.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we love trap music. And as you know, guys, so like we're going to try really... Yeah, we're going to try to not make it all sex noises. But we wrote, we had
but
some inspiration.
Half of trap is sex noises. I feel like that's like base of
maybe.
The base of trap.
So we got really inspired by the experience of having to sit out there and wait. So we kind of started to, you know, brainstorm a song. So.
Ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, and in 5, 6. Yeah. Ha. Hoo. What? I don't know.
Check it out.
Yeah. Sit. Check it out.
Back there with the blue hat.
Back there
with the blue hat.
You was inside recording with some gals. We don't know. We don't know. We went up inside your tracks.
Yeah.
We saw their names up there. Why you cheating on us, Brett? I say you cheating on us, Brett.
Okay.
Coming to the studio to record our tracks.
Uh-huh.
And these other two bitches, they was recording our backs. They was go behind our backs. They be stabbing up on us. We don't like it. You don't like it. You're gonna... So there you go. I got a hook at this point.
Yeah.
Gonna transition into it.
You no gotta... me gusta, no.
No, no se gusta.
No me gusta, no.
No me gusta.
Bread. Cheater.
Cuando cheating, bread. Ella. Huh? Ella no se gusta. Oh.
No.
And this doesn't mix with it, so. So
imagine it's like perfectly mixed.
Into the screen of his pretty little garage band recording machine. Carve my name into his computer chair. Yo, 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 yo. Took a Louisville Slugger to all four mics. I deleted all of his Facebook likes. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
Try that again quickly.
Yo,
oh,
yo.
Oh, no.
It sounds so shitty. Sounds so shitty. We feel shitty.
We are.
Or we feel slighted.
Mm-hmm.
You got slighted. You
Brett's
got verses.
Brett's
a cheater.
We been cheating with those ladies. He
been
cheating
phone. All right, so this
okay,
is just
well,
like
so
a brainstorm.
That was just like,
sort of like
imagine it's like mixed and like it has actual lyrics.
Yeah.
As a producer of music and composer in general,
yeah,
like
did
what
we
do
get
you,
the job?
Did we?
Guys,
did we make it?
Do we make it?
I think that you're gonna be a big deal.
I mean, If you can see Alice's body language as she improvises songs.
The other night,
believe it or not, this was like improvised.
And like the second part, like I've never heard that before. You know what I mean?
I think there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because it's so jarring.
Yeah. It was almost like you came up with it on the spot, like because it didn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's really cool.
Well, the idea is like you imagine it, like part of it is you meet us halfway and you imagine it's already like
there's
mixed,
a lot of suspense
and it's not jarring and it doesn't make sense.
There's a suspense of disbelief.
No, you should like pitch it that way too, like on the actual record. Be like, okay, and this is... it's gonna mix way better, and like I say some dope shit, you know.
Yeah, that's in the song. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I think I
have to. Will you watch a video of my boyfriend and decide if he's good or not?
So this is an ad. So this is an ad before.
What is you playing this ad for? Your show?
I don't know. No.
Are you gonna sing your own song now?
I never sing my own songs.
That's a tragedy.
Oh bread, oh bread, oh bread, oh bread! I'm begging at you, please don't cheat on us. Oh bread, bread, oh bread, oh bread, oh bread! Don't take other recordings with other girls
in the studio
in front of us, please.
Don't do that.
That sucks.
Studio is beyond compare with all the mics everywhere and all the screens and stuff, the sounds we make.
I mean, that's just a
little... This orange table, it's so bright. This dog is small and smiles so
nice,
and I cannot compete with the other girls in here. Okay, I can't do this. It's a lot.
Thank you for skipping the first half an hour of the show.
Yeah, hey, if you're just tuning in.
Okay, so...
What's your review?
I haven't...
Do you think he had time to listen? You think Peter had time to...
Imagine being me and having to sit and watch real jazz music. Like, real jazz. This is like real jazz music being played right now.
And I had to be like...
It's messy? And here's me. I definitely get it. For sure.
He's really good.
Yeah.
What else is Peter gonna say?
Is he gonna make
Put
any
him
money
against the
ever?
Wall like this?
No, but that's
Peter.
Really
did you know you were gonna? did you know you were gonna get into this? You imagine just what this would be?
Total girl time. He's ready for it.
I just I had no idea, and I purposely didn't ask because I wanted to not know.
Okay, good. So I'm lowering
our.
Let's
ask that
question. Can you turn it up? Our mic, our headphones. I'll do it. Here we go. Okay, perfect. So now I ask this question to all of our guests because we have guests who are fans of Star Trek and we have guests who have never watched Star Trek. So where are you on that
spectrum?
Have you watched? What do you feel?
Where are you on the continuum?
Yeah. Where are you in the continuum?
I would say I watched it a little bit as a kid, but this episode.
Tiny of a kid.
We should categorize that because that's like a common thing.
A lot of people
got exposed as a child.
I was exposed.
Sort of like
to a disease.
The pox.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart exposed himself to me.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
Controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Problematic. Uh-huh. Hashtag you too.
So you, wait, you watch, Star Trek growing up.
Yeah.
As a kid.
How
but
old like
of a kid?
When it was just on TV. It's not like something that I would watch.
Yeah, that's, I feel like most people watched it. Somehow I didn't. At all.
Well, you lived in Caracas.
It's true. I did live in that valley.
You only had like...
It's a valley.
You had like The Guy Made of Bread or whatever.
What?
You know. The TV shows that you had were dubbed American.
I don't know if this is, I can't decide if this is racist.
And the guys made it... You told me.
You really got Peter on that one, but I don't know why. This is so funny
there
to
was a guy
everyone
was,
in the States. Is this everyone? Is America laughing?
You told me about this.
The guy in the bread?
El pan de... Like the guy who's like just a loaf of bread in a treasure chest or whatever. You told me that was a show. I did not make that up.
I'll show you in a second. Okay. Yeah, Alice is right. It's just everything is wrong about it, but she's right. Okay, La Pandilla.
La Pandilla.
This is what I watched growing up.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the pitch for this show?
Exactly.
It's a bread chest man. We are watching it straight from
I feel like you have to be a 7-year-old to book anything now these days. Book anything good.
cada uno. Mi papá no me va a dar más plata.
This is when I was like very little.
Mi papá no me va a dar todos.
This like burnt bread is like a character.
Terrifying.
What's the premise of the show?
There's seven kids at the basement of a building, and they all have they come talk with this treasure chest.
Oh my god, they're so cute! It's insane.
It's a whole episode. Oh, and there's an adult. No good.
This kid is extremely famous. He became like this, like salsa singer, and now he's just like.
So that wait—that's a piece of bread that does.
Yeah, that's no, a guy.
She calls it bread, but it's just a. Tesoro de los niños.
The treasure of the children. I'm translating now.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay. It just it's a commercial break. Oh, this is the. Credits.
Could you sing the song, Veronica?
No, but I can sing the Carrusel one. It's a Mexican kids telenovela that they train you to be a telenovela watcher since you're a kid, so they make telenovelas for kids.
For babies.
Yeah. Yeah, they just like they have all age telenovelas.
The babies are like the one baby's like no more Cheerios, and then they're like
yeah. Yeah.
We're just waiting for the fucking bread guy to show up.
I know, and there's no like pre-screens or whatever. I don't know what to say. Anyway, that's how I grew up. So yeah, I understand that you said the bread man show.
So there you go.
I grew up weird. It's true. I didn't have Star Trek.
Star Trek is that different, honestly.
No, it's not that different. Except this is every episode is this one premise. This would be like one episode of Star Trek.
Like, would Data be the loaf of bread? Is that like the correlation?
It would loaf of bread would be like that invitation that Luxana Troi sent to her daughter's wedding.
Oh, it would be like an inanimate thing, or it would be like a Ferengi.
Or a type of alien, maybe, if that isn't. Yeah. So
it's in stasis.
He's watched as a child.
Yeah. So did you watch it on your own? Just like
Don't lean back. You're still in the show.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Feel free to, don't be so polite, Peter. You need to,
could you be less just...
less, super polite and more, just different. Rude like us?
I'm sorry.
Just, interrupt us do.
We... Yeah, shut us up. Slap us. Slap us around.
Okay, so you watch it growing up.
I watch it, growing up.
A little bit.
I mean, I knew who all the characters are.
But you knew,
the
characters.
Yeah.
Some people watch it growing up, and they're like, the guy with the beard, they don't say Data like that. Mm-hmm. So there's a level there.
Yeah. Enough that I know, what's going on and who everyone is.
Okay. And do you have a favorite character? Or do you remember, before you watch the episode, having a favorite person? It's the Emissary, yeah.
I think Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
That's my favorite character.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Captain Correct. Picard.
Correct
answer.
Yeah.
Robert Lake.
And did you watch any of the original series?
No.
Okay. So you don't even have any reference for...
you don't even have anything.
No, I feel like I watched the movie.
Mm-hmm. With Kirk in it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's common. Yeah. And then I don't remember much about it, but I remember whales being...
That's right. Yeah. You're correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moving
whales.
Containers
they saved
or
the
something?
Whales. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They saved the whales. Huh. Yeah. Really. It's like Free Willy, but space.
God.
But that's literally Encounter at Farpoint, part two.
Yeah, but that's like a space whale.
Space
and then
whale.
This one was a real whale?
A real whale. It was like real whales
on Earth?
In the real ocean. You can have those.
That's for you.
Oh, yeah. My God. Look at
we
these.
Already have had a lot of
I have like four of them.
What's
today.
In them?
Some of them has vanilla custard in it.
And this one has.
God. Have a nice time.
Let's just try.
See you in a few.
See you in a few. We're going to chew on some.
They have drugs in them. Bye. So this episode that we watched, we'll just get right into it.
Oh
I'm sure
God.
This is our what you are guys 25 minutes donuts? In. We'll get right into it.
real quick, getting into the episode right now. Okay.
Brett, have you tried these donuts?
He brought them to us.
Oh, my God.
Alice, when we did our Patreon episode,
I was
subscribe
in
to
a full
it
breakdown.
She was in a full breakdown, and we talked more than... ever about our personal lives.
Do you want to talk about it?
I do, but
we did
already tortured our listeners with it a bit.
The best friend.
Hey, I am worried about you now. You Why? Need some buds.
I know like 3 people in LA.
I know. Yeah,
and I'm one of them. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should get into like group
You're my
or
best
something.
Friend that comes from New York temporarily. That's for sure.
Oof, that's a rough categorization.
It's a lot well, I'm your of best caveats. Friend in LA because you have no other friends.
It's a lot of caveats.
Okay, so, okay.
We watched The Emissary. This is episode 20 of season 2.
This is so good.
Trucking
I
along.
I could not wait long enough. I needed
to. Couldn't wait long enough?
I could not
wait long enough. It's not a thing to say.
I cannot wait longer.
Ugh.
For this episode, because there's like some Matt Leotards. And also,
Sam,
it's
Matt,
like.
Leah Tarts. And it's a Worf centered episode.
And a hot Klingon
woman. And it's erotic AF.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
I watched this and then Bull Durham. Like, I got horny as fuck. Bull Durham, my boyfriend is like obsessed with it and he thinks it's the greatest movie ever. And then I realize it's basically softcore porn, but with baseball. And I'm like, no wonder you like this movie.
Veronica, stop trying to fatten me up with these donuts.
I just like feel that kind of.
Our official
Italian
sponsor.
Care.
Pichoon.
Okay.
Doesn't it sound like a.
Oh, God.
It sounds like a.
Peter's
a
like
sneeze.
Having just like a fun in the, his mouth.
This name of this restaurant. Say it aloud.
Okay, I'll say it. Pichoon.
Pichoon. Right? Pichoon. Anyway, all
tell
right,
me
so
to say it.
I'm
going to
read the description
in like
of
this
episode.
Okay, go ahead.
The Emissary. The Enterprise is ordered to proceed to an emergency rendezvous to collect a special envoy who is traveling from Starbase 153 to meet them. Ooh, who could this special envoy be?
I love that when I first read The Emissary, I now can't stop thinking about Cisco. Like, so I don't know. I just. I
Let
kept thinking
because I couldn't that remember. Probe.
Tong, ta tong, tong, tong. It's literally tong. The Klingon ship.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I know.
Way to go.
It's
okay.
Good.
We did
okay,
it.
I did
we
it.
Did it. We did it.
Somehow. Did you figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the episode opens with them playing
blackjack?
Poker? Well, I don't know. You might need to help us with that.
They called
And Worf is Worf fucking
here?
Cleaning up.
And 5 more.
Worf is like poker, the
I
original
the wiser
poker
course
face.
Of action here is to bend. You mean fold, Data?
Can I ask questions?
Yeah, yeah. Please. Ask all the questions.
All right.
Wait, that's what this episode.
Would you explain
whole,
this episode in your words? Like, what you
explain it,
or like summarize it, or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And
so,
ask your question too.
So in this episode, they have like this surprise visitor who is a Klingon named.
Woman?
Khaleesi.
So, yeah.
And they need to rescue this Klingon ship that's been like, I guess like asleep for 100 years or something like that. Like
they're in stasis, yeah.
They're in stasis, but they think the Klingons on that ship think that they're still at war with the Federation. But they're
Huge
not.
Huge issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like common misconception about Star Trek.
For the stasis Klingon ships, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then, but then this Klingon lady, Khaleesi, and Worf have this little budding romance, like where they have a past, and then they like.
What kind of past?
A history.
A romantic one.
One of those histories.
They have one of those.
Qué funny.
So there's like this like sexual tension and then they like bone, but in like the Klingon way, which is very like.
Confusing because they have their clothes on.
Yeah.
And they do it in the holodeck.
They do it the holodeck.
They do it in the holodeck. Okay.
Open up the
Everything's
doors.
A trap.
Run a program, mama.
Everything's a potential trap.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And then Worf kind of like takes control and you see him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very Worf centric episode,
which I appreciate.
Not bad.
Thanks.
And then
it leaves. And so, like, Worf saves the day and he pretends to be the captain of the ship.
He pretends to. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Why did you repeat it like that and look at me?
I don't know. I was throwing some shade at Worf, but I don't know why or what the point of it was.
Yeah, he didn't deserve it. Worf's doing great.
Yeah, he was doing great. He was suffering. He wanted commitment.
But then they...
That's right,
they, like, after they had sex, I guess, like,
Klingon
the Klingon...
Sex.
tradition is that like you marry or something?
Yeah. Second episode in a row, actually.
Yeah,
the previous episode we watched, the Beta Z tradition is to get married.
But when you focus all your sexual power on one man,
yeah,
you
which marry marriage him. In its like marriage is like only around because it's in human society because it's a solution. Not that everybody doesn't already know this, so I'm being extra, but like marriage is just around as a solution to like an agricultural problem. So like it's only been around in humanity. So it's only been around like a very short period of time. So it's really weird to assume that all these other societies in space also have marriage. You know what I mean?
In marriage ceremonies and like specific.
It's sort of their like patriarchal wishful thinking, I feel like.
Well, the word marriage, but definitely there's like, they could be like, this is a mating ritual we mate for life or whatever. Like,
yeah, so but I don't, that's the same thing to me.
In Venezuela, so the guacamayas and the parrots, the green parrots,
is that a sports team or?
There are. Yeah. You know that long bird?
You know that long bird chasing you all the time?
You know when you're born and then you get assigned your bird that chases you around?
Yeah, I do. Actually.
And then, okay, you catch it and then you mate it with another man.
Mm-hmm. And then?
Yeah, and then, well.
Then you're free.
There's this there's a lot of mental math going on.
Mm-hmm.
You get assigned your bird that will chase you for the first 5 years of your life.
Hey.
Sure, and then you got to turn around and be like, yo. And then.
Important to say yo.
Yeah, sure. Very important. No, the guacamayas, which is a long red or sometimes green or blue bird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with a big tail. Sometimes it's in like the classic tropical like drawings or
like
whatever.
Sort of like a peacock.
It's a...
Looks kind of like a peacock.
Yes, ish. Yes, yes. Mm. Okay. It's like a parakeet. Mm. So there's the green ones are parakeets.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, and then there's another one that's large, the large version of it with like big feathers. They all mate for life.
Mm.
So sometimes you're in traffic in Caracas and you see them like in couples. Mm-hmm. Just go.
And they're like, they're really always the same New Yorker cartoon that I saw recently.
What could it be?
It's a
description.
Two pandas in bed reading. And they're like two pandas, like a married couple. And the one, the male panda is like reading the newspaper or a book. And the woman panda is like sleeping in a bed. And it's like, and there's like a lamp next to it. And then next to that is a window, which on the other side are two scientists. And they're like looking at them and they're like, well, we're getting nowhere. They're like trying to get the pandas to mate. And they're just like married and like never
have that sex. That's really funny.
It's so cute.
I like that cute animal humor.
Our scientific zero progress.
So they could mate for life, but instead they specifically say take a vow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're like. That's your beef with this.
Mm-hmm.
With two episodes in a row.
It just seems like it's like okay, marriage. Their problem is that marriage is. Like one of the characters wants there to be a marriage and the other character's like, no. And that's the whole problem where I just would assume that at this point in the future, there would either be like an agreed upon human tradition. Like, I don't know. They feel like there'd be like a universal solution to, I don't know, this
marriage.
I just don't feel like all species would all have the same problems of like, we can't get around the idea of like pair bonding and also sexual fluidity. Like, just, it's strange to me.
It's weird because like
it just seems like a very like 19th century idea.
It's definitely 1989
laid on
like,
top of
something.
I just don't think it would be happening.
Also, they could have like taken the opportunity to be like what any other thing could Klingons do in terms of commitment, but
But I like that it's at least the woman being like, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where...
peace. I'm human.
That's where I see, like, the 1989 show. Like, where it's like, let's take marriage and kind of, like, flip it on its head by the woman being like, I won't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's them being like, we're advanced. Versus, just, like, being like, what if marriage is not a thing in that culture? And then explore it that way. But that happens in Star Trek consistently.
So I'll just.
How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing so great. I'm just taking it all in.
It's a lot.
I'm just gonna play the scene after they have sex.
Can we see the nails bleeding? No, it's visual, right? It's so you're gonna give me some shit. We're gonna talk about the fashions too.
The fashions good.
Veronica often wants to play clips of just visual things.
I'm like,
that she really likes.
Let's play this where there's only white noise and
and then silent, let's marvel
like,
at it
images,
yeah, but without using words,
without for you at home.
So this is post-coital where they have all their clothes no on. No longer.
Oh, the music is so good. It's like a Bjork like concert.
Oh, I love the subtitles of the Klingon.
Yeah. You can't mean...
We are mated.
Mated. Yes, I know. I was there. But...
And now we must solemnize our union with the oath.
I am not going to become your wife.
You that already are.
Don't give me that Klingon nonsense.
None. You would dishonor our sacred traditions?
I have a lot of thoughts about this woman.
They're absurd.
Marrying
you is out of the question for a million reasons.
None of which stopped her earlier.
She's trying to get
it was what it was. Glorious and wonderful and all that. But it doesn't mean anything.
That is a human attitude.
I am human.
You are also Klingon.
It's weirdly preachy.
So that means we should bond for life?
It is our way.
Yours, not mine.
Dingamji!
Is he oathing at her?
Yes. I will not take the oath.
I will not take the oath!
Then this night had no meaning, and that I will not believe.
The beginning of
is
it.
Anybody like, hey, where's Worf?
You mean like now?
On the bridge?
Oh.
does anybody know where the chief of security is right now?
Yeah, especially like when there's something really important happening.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about, potential war with like an ancient Klingon ship?
Yeah.
Wait, can we talk about that woman?
Yeah, first? please.
I feel like she's in like a Catherine Hepburn movie or something.
Yeah,
she's
a
like,
little bit.
I will not take that oath. And like, you know,
she
it's
has
like
a bit of her speech pattern is. Yeah. It's like the way people used to talk in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
They have that
sure.
Like, I will not take the oath. You've got to be out of your mind. You know, it's like
Harry.
Over pronunciation of things. Yeah,
yeah. It's like the bad high school play version.
Yeah. Oh,
of
come
this.
On.
But
Peter,
would you fuck
you're
her?
Kidding me right now.
I think I would. I would hit on her. She's like a hot Klingon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
She looks great.
Well, I don't know.
Is that all your thoughts?
No, yeah. I just I don't know. I was thinking about it also in terms of like the story of she seems like she's in a different episode. Mm-hmm. You know, like everyone else is like kind of naturalistic and
she's
I'm going to act the shit out of
right.
this. And I looked
up
and she's in three episodes. She's like, she comes back as different characters.
What else did
too.
You find out about all this in your Googlings?
Mm-hmm. Well, in my Googlings. I was really, really fascinated by her and her career.
Yeah.
What happened? Tell me everything. I don't know
anything.
She
was in three episodes of, I forget her name. I should look it up. But
we also don't know her character's name, too, so we're really not doing right by this woman. But when I...
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
So
here
sorry.
We go. Onto the ship. We're being beamed up. I don't like...
Wait, Klingon, Worf, wife...
Here.
Don't say what you're Googling.
Because it hurts you?
Yeah.
It hurts your...
Yeah. Hurts my
Kaler.
Feet. Kaler. Is that really it?
Well, it took me a while, but yeah.
Kaler sounds like a super, like a Trump supporter kid name.
How about the...
right? Like
the ships.
Get over here, Kaler. You know?
Kaler!
Susie Plaxen.
Cool.
Susie Plaxen. So tell me about her.
Well, Susie was born in Buffalo, New York, and she was raised in Kingston, Pennsylvania.
East Coast girl.
East Coast girl. So she was like theater to, and then she, do these make, she was four characters, sorry. She was a Vulcan, Dr. Salar.
Yes, keep going.
Well, she was Dr. Salar.
Yeah.
And she was an emissary, which is what we're talking about, and then the reunion.
Yeah.
And then Lady Q and the Q in the gray.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andorian.
Yeah.
Damn.
And what else do you know about her?
Well, she also played the blue brontosaur real estate agent Monica on Dinosaurs. Remember that show?
Not the mama.
That is that's a strange career. That's a strange career. That's a strange career right there.
I call that a prolific career of guest star and role.
God bless her.
Oh, I will not take that oath.
You also won't get a current recurring on this series, bitch. So you stop trying so hard.
You'll get killed off.
Here's the thing.
Spoiler alert.
It was actually supposed to be a much bigger part, and they were just like...
No, I feel like a lot of times somebody will come on, and they'll be a bad actor or whatever, and they'll be like... They'll really be like, Captain, I found the treasure, or whatever, and... but she's really doing a good job and giving it her all. And over the course of this show, a lot of people came on, and there are like so many different. What I didn't know what that was.
It's like even when you like silence it, you have the phone. Your phone. It's because he's plugged in. Machine.
It's because I'm plugged in. I just.
But I want to know what that ringtone is because I want it. I love it.
That one.
Yeah.
It's like the standard.
No,
iPhone
it's
one.
Not. Peter, think about it for a minute before you say it.
Sorry, guy. I feel like I'm just really letting you down.
No, that's me. That isn't you. That's me. I realize that because I make men feel that way. Every man right now. In fact, I literally just sat down today and started
Look at
talking.
Brett cheated on us. Brett sat down in this office today and started talking,
and Brett just got up, went outside, and bought pastries.
It's true. The two sides of Brett.
I wasn't even upset with him, and he was like, all right, I know what to do.
Alice came here basically... our Patreon episode was mostly just talking about Alice in One Day at a Time, our favorite show.
Alice,
our favorite show in the
it?
Show is One Day at a Time.
This is it.
Alice, I this feel is like life. You want to talk about it.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hormonal Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah, sure.
And my boyfriend does not know how to deal with it right now.
Her boyfriend freaks out about her emotions.
He is not really freaked out. He just is afraid that he's in trouble. Because he kind of is. But like the fact that he's afraid that he's in trouble is making him be in trouble. So it's a real real Chinese figure trap over there for him.
Yeah. And for you.
For me.
I would never say that a man is in trouble.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what my reaction was about.
I'd be like, I don't know. She's not doing it right now.
I'm upset with you.
Because he's in trouble sounds like...
I'm disappointed. Like, yeah. That's what he means. He means like, I'm upset or whatever.
But I feel like that's a specific word choice. Like, am I screaming? Like, that's very specific. Because like, if he's in trouble, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
A dynamic thing. Where like... He was a little bad in a childish way.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of. Or maybe like a doggy way. But like he was bad at doggy.
He hasn't fucked up.
At the doggy way. I don't know.
I'm mesmerized by you saying doggy.
it's like poetry.
In the doggy way. no, it's this weird situation where it's like, I'm fucking crazy. And I just like can't.
I hate that you say that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I am being a doggy. I'm being like a lot, and I'm being kind of a pain in the ass, and I think that's
your
okay.
emotional
I think that's
right now
okay
you're going
say.
Through something
yeah but I don't want to be like, oh, every emotion I have is okay, and it's okay for me to just be, you know, crying all over the place, because I also don't think that's true, because
you're half
I mean?
Vulcan too.
I know I'm just a person in the world, and I don't think it's all right for you, every person in the world, to just pour their emotions out all over the place. And,
right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I mean, like,
I understand
if there's a crying person, it's like everybody kind of has to deal with it. So
yeah, but like some people do that all the time, and mm-hmm. they expect everyone to kind of pat walls
yeah.
around them.
So I'm saying I'm not that person.
You're going through like a moment right now.
I'm not that person okay, who thinks yeah. everybody's like. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I'm having trouble.
Uh-huh.
And he sort of upset me a couple times and recently, but not too much. Like, he didn't really do anything crazy bad. He just like, he was a little inconsiderate here or there, nothing huge. And then that made us in this weird dynamic where it's like, we haven't figured out how to like reset, and for him to just be like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm not in trouble. All I need to do is just be like here and solid and seven. Like I.
So you're both panicking in different ways.
Both, like, yes, exactly. We're both panicking in different
each
ways.
Panic.
And like I can tell he's panicking. But we can't. We're both like in hot air balloons or something. It's just like a weird.
Can you panic together?
You know, not right now. Mm-hmm. Apparently, mm-hmm. It seems like I think he.
Your panic makes him panic more, and his panic makes
not,
you like.
Yeah, his attitude and way of dealing with things is great most like 80% of the time. And ooh, and when love. I'm when I'm upset and he's just like very like real and he's just like, I'm good, it's fine, you know. I don't want that.
What do you want?
I want him to be like, I'm worried. I'm here. Are you okay? You know what I mean? Like, I want him to match sort of, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, but his match reaction to his panic about my situation, because he's not really panicking. He's just sort of like, all right, whatever, you know, whatever, you know. And I'm like, I'm insecure. I think the world's going to explode. I'm in total freak out mode all the time. And he's like, well, I'm not in freak out mode. And I'm like, great for you, asshole. You know, like, I just am like, that's not what I want.
Right, right, right.
But I also can't
a little more acknowledgement than not just like, I'm safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. But like it's hard to communicate that. Is he good at words? That's a really difficult thing for me to communicate.
He should like write you a song.
Dude, would that help so much, and he's not has not done it, and he knows that I'm upset about it, and that's why he's not doing it.
Should I text him? Ugh. Can you just write Alice a song? Dude.
I do. I write a song every time I come into the studio.
I know. We write like, I'm like,
all it takes is my producer to cheat on us with another set of producers. It's really easy for me to get
Brett,
inspired.
You really did it this
you
time.
You really did it this
weirdly,
time.
Like, he brought us a bunch of donuts as soon as she was panicking. So it's like two sides of Brett. It's so weird. I feel so odd.
A betrayal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brett, I ate two of those donuts. I feel disgusted.
I ate like three, and I think you need to get the third in for that extra fuel, and then you're like Mario. All right, is so that's all I wanted
to
say.
Wait, I hear a baby cry. Yep, that's a baby. So you feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's...
Yeah, do you want to give us the male perspective?
I just feel like I've experienced that more in the States.
Do you have anything to say as a married?
A married? Sure.
Yeah, do you have sisters?
As a Klingon who took the oath?
Yeah, right?
I just wonder, like, I know that feeling too, when you like feel an emotion and you want the other person to like feel it too, right? But I wonder if that's like
this is how Alice reacts to empathy
too much.
I wonder if that's impossible, like you know, like.
But what kind of like what do you want the other person to feel too?
What
do you want the other person to feel too? Like, what is the exact emotion that to you would match it? Because to me, if you're feeling emotional too, that's crazy. So I need you to match it somehow else.
Oh, that's a really good point. Mirror, not be in the same.
I don't need you to be panicking with me.
Yeah, I just need you to see where I'm at.
I think like acknowledging it. Yeah. Right? That's what I want. Like I want being like, oh shit. Like I see that my partner is experiencing this thing and like how can I support and like how can I be it? Like when my wife is like, you know, if I'm really, really upset, like I can't expect her to feel sad. I wouldn't want her to feel sad if I'm feeling sad. Or,
right.
You know.
Right.
But
yeah,
like
it's not about
just being like sitting in it with me.
Yeah,
like
but he's doing that already. So I guess it's not working for me.
But sitting in it with you, it could be, there are several ways to sit in
person.
It with it. Because I've like, I have my ex-boyfriend would get, I wonder if he'd listen to it.
He's here, so.
Oh, he's always here. He's behind you. It's kind of like that's how I feel. But my ex, we were dating for 6 years, and he gets like these like
Veronica,
big.
Soy yo.
Oh no,
that's not him.
No, he's a nice
soy
boy
Salvatore.
From the United States of America.
Tengo 27
but he weirdly
años?
Speaks like that. It's so strange.
No.
Yeah.
Mentiras.
Yeah. No. De verdad. De verdad, verdad.
Yo soy de Filadelfia.
De dónde?
Sí, de Filadelfia.
De Filadelfia.
Nació en
Filadelfia.
Pennsylvania.
Yo nací, did you ever? Did I ever
en
say
hospital.
Like? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in Spanish?
Oh, please.
Luis Philadelphia.
Esta es la historia, pongan atención, de cómo mi vida se transformó. Cambié de arriba abajo con lo que nunca pensé y llegué a ser el príncipe de toda Bel-Air.
Hey!
And that's we get like shorter versions of it.
Yeah.
It's actually everyone gets real tired.
Yeah, it's so sad. No, but he would get into like huge bouts. And so it's like,
ugh.
As a girlfriend, I have to be like, where is this, like, where's the line where, like, brattiness and taking advantage of me matching this is happening?
Mm-hmm.
But this is specific cycle and dynamic where we entered, you know? So,
yeah,
like,
dude. I'm scared of that, too.
It's crazy because then I don't want to be the person who's in that, like, expecting that from the other person. I would never want to be that person.
You
so,
are just, we're so.
Yeah. And then, but he would get there and I'm like, if I like, okay, I feel like I've done and given as much as I can now. Like, this is my limit. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like a fucking asshole. But mm-hmm. then past that, I'm like, I feel like this is bratty and it's been too long and, like, mm-hmm. I've done everything. So I don't know what else the fuck to do.
Right.
So it's very, very tricky.
Right.
But I would not want the person to be like, well, here you go again, you know, or like I don't want, like, sitting in it with you could mean not so much, because sitting in it with you could be like, all right, we'll just wait until she's done with this. Or it could be like, what do you need from me?
I just haven't heard a lot of. I've been in the other side of the situation where you've with somebody who's depressed so many times, and I've like learned a lot about that codependent bullshit where you show up too much or you're like too enabling of their bullshit. Like, there's been situations where in retrospect I should have been like, bye motherfucker, like, whatever this is, I don't want to be here for it because it's excessive. But this time around I feel myself on the other side of the fence, sort of like the neighbor from Home Improvement,
other side of the fence.
Wilson. I can only really Wilson, I mean, I feel like I'm only a pair of eyes and a hat sometimes, you know? And I just need my Tim the Toolman Taylor to tell me that he's going to be my neighbor, no matter what.
Like, he stays on the other side, however he's there.
I feel like my garage is burning right now and I'm peering over the other side of the fence.
I'm here for you on the other side of the fence.
My neighbor Tim is just like, hey, yeah, I see your...
Yo,
yo, I see your backyard's burning, man. What? And I'm here, and I'm watching that backyard burning, man. Yo. And I got water, so my backyard's fine.
Yo,
I can't stand to be on this side of the fence. While you're over there, you're crying.
What?
You need to whine about it. I got some wine, yo. And my wife's Patricia Heaton. She's a Republican now. We can't get even into that, because that's a whole other thing. Did you guys know that Stormy Daniels donated all her fortunes to Planned Parenthood after she did the cover of some fucking magazine? That shit's topical, and by the time this episode gets out, you won't even know about any of this anymore, because the news moves so fast. All right, I'm turning it into
But let's just try to keep on track.
Okay, and,
That was...
Sorry.
Star Trek.
Yeah. That was good.
Wow. I don't know. I felt like we went to a different dimension.
I haven't been this candid with the regular listeners before.
In a while.
I feel kind of vulnerable right now. But I think they support...
Brett can delete everything.
I don't think he's laughing so hard right now.
Also, he's shaking his head no.
We're not going to delete everything. Brett can delete everything.
But I don't worry, girl.
He can, but that would be him not doing his job.
Maybe he should delete everything and then just play like This American Life or something, you know? And be like, oh, we made that.
An episode of Trex in the City. Here we go.
Insane.
So if you guys ever hear This American Life instead of our regular episodes, you know that there was a breakdown.
It's because Alice went woof.
Oh my God. Speaking of, let's just take a second break.
Breakdown.
First break. And we're back.
And we're back to Star Trek. Trek in the City. I'm Alice, I guess.
Yes, you are.
And Peter's still here. So that's great.
Sorry, Peter is great. He hasn't run away.
He did not leave us.
I'm just so sorry. I'm not.
No, you were singing that piano background.
So do impulse. Like,
yeah, thanks.
No one has ever.
Sensor scans negative.
Did you recognize this woman?
No.
On the helm.
Who is that?
She is an actress. Who's her?
Oh yeah, who is that?
This is like she's in Carolina the City or like some kind of like.
And the guy in the back is like a comedic. He was like in Office Space and...
These are two like 90s actors.
Yeah.
I feel like they hit it right after this.
He's like the movie's like, I would have sex with two.
Let's see, what are the guest stars here?
Okay.
He's in
the Drew Carey show.
Yes. He's in Drew Carey show, and she is in another show, totally different.
And the dude who does the dude who does like the beaming or the transport.
O'Brien.
Yeah, that guy's in a lot of shit too.
Is he?
I never see him anywhere other than Star Trek, but the way he started, like, one scene here, like in Star Trek The Next Generation, and suddenly he became like the main of the main characters in DS9. So he went from like a one line featured player to like a full series regular in the other show, like a 7-season 24.
Has there been a series with a woman as the captain?
Yes. It's called Voyager. Star Trek Voyager, and it's Captain Janeway.
As well as actually technically
Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
Even like, so Michael Burnham is, the new Star Trek is about the number one.
Mm-hmm. But so it follows her story as opposed to the captain. Usually it's about the captain, sort of from their perspective. But this one is about, oh my God. We got a great picture for the Instagram. I'll just send that right to Brett.
It's Catherine Mulgrew.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Do you watch Orange?
I watched the first couple of seasons.
Oh. I just made a
I thought that was so close to the mic that I thought I made that noise inside of my body.
It was inside my body.
It was Brett.
It was me. He just turned on his mic to make that. He has a mic.
He has a secret mic that he turns on occasionally. So this episode was written by DC Fontana. Can you believe it? Isn't that crazy?
I can't. We never like his episode.
We never like her. His or hers.
Hers.
Yeah,
maybe.
But this one was actually really good. Yeah. So we actually talk about this episode. I'm so interested because Worf is a very impulsive character. And then Picard is like, okay, there's a Klingon problem and a Klingon emissary saying something about Klingon stuff. So Worf, you go. And you're the chief of security and our security is probably compromised.
Yes.
And Worf is like, well, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like
great,
it.
I don't.
Great Worf and then, impressions, everybody.
There you have.
Thank you.
Wait.
Picard is like, do you have any professional reasons? And I love that. Go ahead.
I got the impression that Worf was like very reserved. Like, and that first, the first scene where they're all playing poker, I thought the point of that scene
He's the Iceman?
That he's like the Iceman. He doesn't like show any kind of emotion ever, right?
Yes.
Eat the chips.
Talk.
So I have another question.
Okay.
So this part, is there usually like a
team
part
bonding
in the beginning that's just about like character development? Because that really doesn't have much to do with the story. Like the main...
It's just setting up Worf, I guess, as an Iceman.
Yeah.
Often they do, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
I don't see it that way, but Veronica often has to point it out to me that it's character development.
Yeah, it is character development. I think that as the season progresses and we know the characters and we love the characters, they make sure to make some scenes where like they both set up for what's coming. Like, you know, Worf is the Iceman, but at the same time, you see how the entire crew is bonding like they appreciate each other so that if one of the characters is in danger at some point, everyone's like visibly upset and they talk about it. I also feel like everyone has serious regulars contracts, so everyone has to say at least X amount of lines in the thing.
Yeah,
and it's weird because like
it's almost written by an algorithm predetermined by contracts.
Yeah, so like sometimes you'll see like LaForge will say 2 lines in the entire episode, and you can tell it's because he has a serious regular contract, like they all do. So,
He has to be there anyway. So
there's like Wesley goes like, the coffee machine is broken, and LaForge is like, oh, well, Wesley, I guess we're gonna have to spend the entire episode fixing it.
Yeah,
and then you don't see them again.
Yeah.
So, but that,
what was that coffee machine thing about?
Oh well,
is that like the Z plot?
Yeah, it's like a.
Who plays that lady? Who's that?
She is another 50. Catherine Pilat. So she's only there for 2 seasons, and this is her first season because the other doctor left.
You're 50. Uh-huh.
And people hate her, but I love her.
I think she's the most interesting part of this episode, actually.
Really?
Looks like it's just us, handsome.
I'll see.
Diana.
I love a good, like,
Diana Maul.
Muldor.
Muldor.
Catherine.
Not the mama.
Oh, here's my boy.
Beats my straight.
The Iceman wins again. You took my last chip. You could at least smile, Worf.
Smiling would break his concentration.
Your deal.
I don't like how they try to keep making Worf personable.
It is a weird setup for what's coming off. Just let him live.
The game is
because he's then not a poker face at all.
The queen,
look at his fucking shuffling. Like, wait, that's insane.
Yeah. I know. I noticed, and I was like, did Brett Spiner learn to do this just for this? Did they do?
Yeah, he must.
Yeah, he did. And he enjoyed the show.
But I shuffle cards all the time, and it's so fucking hard to do something like that.
Your deal. Jordy?
Those cards are slick.
Yeah.
The game is seven-card stud. After the queen, one-eyed jacks and low card in the hole are wild.
So speaking of cards, I you know, like people who do ASMR and like listen to it and or fall asleep to it?
What's ASMR?
It's when I speak like this.
No, you don't like it.
See?
And it gives you tickles. No, it doesn't.
And there's a lot of YouTube
videos. No, I don't like it. It's like, irritating. It actually makes
it tickles your head. It could be that. There's just a guy on YouTube just going.
Oh God.
No. It's a lot of like, you can like the one I actually like and gives me the tickles.
This
like
is
that.
This is my ASMR.
Can I? Okay.
Yeah.
While you load it, my ASMR is when kids. Do you have like kids in your family?
Mm-hmm.
So when they take you and they go like, and now we're gonna.
Oh, and like, my God,
and
yes.
They move you, yeah. And they like, okay,
stay. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that
and then
so
like,
much.
Do like little, they chop your arm or whatever. Sometimes, they do little makeup on you. Yeah. Or like they
sometimes for me, it's
hair,
wardrobe.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's wardrobe.
It tickles you like.
When they like do fixing wardrobe
yeah,
stuff.
When they're,
yeah.
Yeah, they're like meticulously touching you in a way that you don't understand, but they are concentrated mm-hmm. and they have a process.
It's true. That's such a
it
good
makes
way
me
of
crazy.
It.
Like it, kids do that, but then I'm like, there's no way to figure out what you have in your mind because mm-hmm. you don't know what you're doing. But they're like so into it, and they're just like fixing you so little by little. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes me nuts. I like just want to do that. So
or it's like when I listen to this song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're just like, oh, let me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel
yeah,
it in my
it's
neck.
Like super. You can, yeah, because it's just about like how to like dismantle like,
it's like
capitalism.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
And I just think about capitalism getting like deliberately dismantled, and I'm just like, oh my God. You know, and like the like war industrial complex, like how it's so like interwoven.
I'm so sad. But if they were like the guy just like had a right. Fucking so crazy sweet. Makeup and he just sang like that. I'm so angry.
That's I feel like that's coming down the pipe. That's like the next type of music.
It's gonna happen so soon. That is a funny joke, Alice.
The worst shade ever.
The worst shade. No, but the ASMR, so like cards shuffling gives me that thing.
Interesting.
And so like sometimes I watch because I'm learning the cards, so sometimes I watch there are specific people who shuffle cards
I'm
on
pretty
YouTube
good at it.
That are like so I just like watch that as I sleep. Just like I just like I don't know. I discovered it. Mm. But I don't know. The times I've done it, maybe I get anxiety dreams, so I don't know. So that's
wait
all.
A minute, let me write
that's,
down.
That's why I paused. Just to tell you that about myself.
This?
Mm-hmm. Mm. That makes me like
hmm.
Just little noises. Yeah. It's just like meticulous noises. Like tea ceremonies. Like Japanese tea ceremony. Mm. Either ASMR
open
videos
with
for
50.
That. Because it's like.
We're 50.
Commander Riker, we're receiving a class
can
11 emergency
Picard?
Signal from Starfleet Command.
On my way.
50. You were bluffing.
Klingons never bluff.
Yeah, right.
So this is a setup for how emotional Worf gets later. And I do like that Captain Picard, he immediately is like impulsive and not the Iceman. He's immediately like, I don't like you. I don't
well,
want to go with
it's
her.
It's that he doesn't bluff is what he says. So it's like.
But why the Iceman?
I think
I mean,
the
you
idea,
have a good point. Like,
the idea
understand.
Is that he's direct, not icy. They call him the Iceman because he's not pleasant. He doesn't sugarcoat things.
I like my boy because he's so direct. He's not icy. He's not icy. He's
I like direct men and I cannot lie. And neither can they. That's it. That's the whole song.
Nice.
Okay, so the MS. Wait, I want to see who's. So basically, this woman comes in, and this she's only in three episodes of Star Trek: The Next Generation, but she plays such a huge role in changing everyone's lives.
Wait, this woman?
No.
Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Kalar.
Kalar.
Kalar. Okay, get over here, Kalar.
Here's how we see her for the first time.
Call your brother Taylor.
Kalar and Taylor. Dinner served.
Dinner served. Dinner served, Tyler.
I hope your voyage wasn't too unpleasant.
Klingons are not supposed to mind hardship. Nonetheless, I am delighted
fast talking
to that
man.
Damned coffin.
Yeah.
I
blame
you, it's not the most luxurious accommodation Starfleet has to offer.
Whoever said getting there was half the fun never rode in a Class 8 probe.
There's a lot of eyes. Feeling. More like classy
your
probe.
Your vital signs are rather atypical for a Klingon. No doubt because I am only half Klingon.
Only. You're right.
Yes,
no doubt because I'm only half Klingon.
My mother was human.
Human.
She's speechy AF.
Don't talk about my mama.
And then the spoiler alert. This is so weird that Troy and her like bond and talk about like the cultural like split between two cultures and shit. And mm-hmm. I love that they did that. And there's nothing major about it that's so, so wonderful. But mm-hmm. I just like that they acknowledge it. Like,
yeah, being
growing up
mixed
in two
race.
Cultures. Yeah. Or like from a family who's from somewhere else and then you are from a country mm-hmm. or like you're from two races or whatever.
Is there do they ever have like racist subplots? Like is there really?
Yeah. And they acknowledge it very the modern humanity right now would do. Like the way they Star Trek approaches it is like, we should be better.
Mm-hmm.
And they just openly talk about it. So mm-hmm. it's usually very good, except sometimes. But there are problematic episodes, but they talk about racism and how that should not be.
Yeah. I mean, very just openly. Watching this one, like as an adult, and I was like, oh, this is kind of politically hip in a lot of ways. And I guess like not.
They go right for it. Yeah. Like Queer Eye Now.
Like Queer Eye Now.
Yeah, they go right for it. So like this conversation is what I'm talking about.
So it's like Star Trek and Queer Eye.
Queer Eye, those are the two main ones.
Queer Star
it.
For the Trek guy. I tried my
you
best.
Did.
It was the other way around for me. My mother was human. You must have grown up like I did, trapped between cultures. I never felt trapped.
Cultures. You're so correct.
I tried to experience the richness and diversity of the two worlds.
I love
she's
her.
Emotionally
perhaps you got the best of each.
Who is she sweeties with? In
myself?
Riker.
I think
Riker.
I got the worst of each.
Oh, I doubt that.
Oh, yes. Having my mother's sense of humor is bad enough.
Humor.
It's gotten me into plenty of trouble.
Plenty. This is dripping with sarcasm. Dripping.
That I keep under tight control. It's like a terrible temper. It's not something I want people to see.
Everyone has tempers. Not like mine.
That's you, Alice. Is that you?
Yeah, it is.
That's
you
me too.
See what she does later.
Oh yeah, when she breaks
sometimes
the table.
Sometimes
that's what I do. I buy a table every month.
Inside of me.
A glass
fighting to get out. Yeah.
Just so I can break it.
I make one of the sugar glass.
Of course.
It's covered
it does.
In ants, but worth it.
My Klingon side can be terrifying.
It's interesting because it's almost like they're hinting at like rage, which mm-hmm. is definitely a thing that people have, and people just don't talk about it that way. Like that.
Mm. So that's what this episode kind of was.
That's what I love about Star Trek, that they're like, I have a dark side of me, person I just met you, and I keep it tightly, you know, wrapped. And mm-hmm. then the other person is like, I understand. Very much like, it's not like, ooh, you just sucked the air out of the room because you just mentioned that dark part of you and mm-hmm. I just met you. It's more like, okay, yeah. There's a lot of like, plainly who I am. This is, I don't know, it's just very open and I like that.
I like that a lot too. And that's like being in recovery. It's like you go and hang out with people who have a similar issue as you and then you are able to say really crazy fucked up shit and nobody is like, you know.
Yeah.
Like people all the time are like, saying like, well,
that's what I hate.
Well, I
want
to die from 3 to 4, but then you know, I just can't hang around with people, and everybody's like, "Been there, dude." You know, it's just like not a big deal.
Which I kind of hate about like LA when you try to make jokes or do comedy, and if you say go to that shit, you're like, "Well, it was depressing," and I kind of was like very lonely for a lot of the
day. Everybody's like, "Oh,"
everyone's like,
"Nightmare,"
and then there's no more laughs for a while because they're like, "Oh no." And it's like, Or you can chill and acknowledge that we all feel kind of weird.
Is that different in New York? Or
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, really? Yeah, by far. Yeah. In New York, you can
people
be
like, yeah, we all want to die.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, shut up, everyone does. No, what's the joke?
Yeah. You're like, hi, we're all pieces of shit. And everyone's like, yeah,
we shouldn't exist.
It's true. That's interesting. We commute with rats all the time.
That there's a projection of, we all have our shit together and we all do yoga and we all
it's weirdly
fake. Yeah,
LA is so crazy to me because it's like everyone's like, I holistically accept you, and it's like, no, you don't. Because the problem is that when I say from 2 to 3, I want to kill myself, you're suddenly like, the facade that everything's okay. Suddenly, like, you're showing the back of the park. Mm-hmm. Like, I always say, like, LA seems like the. You know, like Disney World, but where like they throw the trash in the dumpsters, like that part of Disney. Yeah. That's like most of LA, and then there's the studios. Mm. So I feel like most people are like, no, don't mention that we're in the trash part. Like, no, this is a nice park. It's a nice park. And while New York is like, there's trash bag literally everywhere. Yeah. There's no hiding who you are. It's just very upfront.
Yeah.
And it baffles me, but it's especially bad with comedy and when you want to be like candid, that, I feel.
Yeah.
So that's what I like. The unironically unironic acceptance of like that dark sides in Star Trek is very, very open. Like they can sometimes do group discussions on like someone's like trauma or whatever. And they're very much like,
and that's pretty progressive for like that period of time too.
1989, right? Totally. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's a really special show.
Yeah. It's crazy that we also we have 30 plus years ago the potential to go there as humans, as culturally.
Yes.
In discuss the ideas, entertainment like, industry specifically, which affects all of
with
culture.
A diverse cast except for Latino people.
Except for we don't exist. We're just only half Klingon.
Yeah.
The only ones of us who survived and made it to the future. But they do that, and they could have affected all of culture, but instead it was like, it felt like we got all the way up here in the 89. Let's just pull back as much as we can, as fast as we can. And I feel like that's just like a pattern in history anyway. Mm-hmm. Any push forward is going to be...
Two steps back, baby. Two steps back. Come on,
but
pizza.
I also like this Medallion conversation.
Medallion Oprah. You'll get a pizza. You'll get a pizza.
I love that. But I like this specifically because this is a spoiler alert, but Troy.
I don't think have to do a spoiler alert for a 30-year-old show.
Okay, true. Mm-hmm. I'll just say it. But Troy.
Who's Troy?
Counselor Troy, who's a half beta soid. So she has she's half human, half beta set.
What's beta set?
See?
That doesn't mean I have to like it.
That's really cool to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and then there's like a smile, like an honest smile at like,
yeah,
I get you. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to like it. And I also am empowering you. It's so nice.
Betazoid is a species of telepathic people.
Uh-huh.
So Troy and empathic, is half.
Empaths.
That's why they're talking about their mixed heritage.
Mm-hmm.
She's half human, half telepathic. Mm-hmm. So she can like sense people's emotions and stuff like that.
And
tell people they're lying.
Cool.
Which is a skill that they rarely use.
She does not read minds like a full-blown betazoid because she's half human. So she only like empathizes. She feels emotions. So she's a great ship's counselor and she's a captain's counselor.
I wonder when this came out if people were aware of this kind of progressive thinking, or they just like, oh, this is like space, so like I'll go with anything that they
I'm
curious about it.
That's
too.
why I think that the fandom of especially the Next Generation fandom is extremely they're generally really polite people who are like, just I've gone to a couple events before.
Body positivity.
Yeah, like if you go to a con for like
that's so good. I can't wait for the next one.
You know, any type of like fandom at all, like it generally can be a little male dominated, but they're pretty accepting, you know. But fucking Star Trek is like you go there and there's like trans people in wheelchairs pushing, you know, like hanging out with people with like elderly and like, you know,
full families,
people of all heritage. It's like a really diverse, like it's like a pretty diverse fandom.
That's really
like
cool.
A lot of female fans too, and like a lot of it just feels like it's just like
a lot of people who like
people
science,
are people like are men, drawn like, to this show because I think of its inclusivity and its like broad ideas, and I feel like it's just a utopian like vision, and people really I think people really responded to that. So it had that. I mean, I think it's recognized.
But I'm pretty sure at the time someone would watch this episode and be like, I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people, even now, you could tell them like, it's hard to grow up feeling like from two cultures. Like mm-hmm. it's hard to be like from a culture and live mm-hmm. in a different place.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Now, like I've said it and people are like, ah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Oh. And then they're just like, kinda, like turn around and walk away. Yeah. Oh. I'm like, Biscuit.
Wow. And he's like, let me outside.
Biscuit. What I like about this conversation as a Trek fan is that Troy, who's half human, and this woman who's half Klingon. So this woman will give Worf a baby.
Really?
Alexander.
Yeah.
Alexander.
Who has no honor.
He's the most annoying person in all of Star Trek.
He's so annoying.
Oh my God. But anyway, Worf is a dad. Worf becomes a dad from this person.
From this encounter, you think?
Oh yeah.
Oh damn, we saw it.
Yeah, well, he comes back she so had much later arm. With like a, he's like, yeah, it's out. So, see ya. Oh no. I imagine like Klingon penis is like a bunch of bones.
That's just, what everybody it's like, thinks. They think it's a cat penis.
It goes
yeah.
And okay. You're like, "Ah!"
They actually, you don't need to take your clothes off. It just kind of,
yeah,
you know, comes out.
Like,
so it
dice.
Pierces.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so.
You're just in traffic.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
You're like, oh! And it takes your sample. Your cervix.
It drinks your milkshake.
It takes your cervix.
Yeah.
So, well, I just disgusted myself. But he.
That's
she,
rare.
She gives, yeah, I know, because I'm like, Klingon vaginas are probably like a spine, too. They're probably like,
listen.
I feel like when you just rub two Klingon.
Finish.
Bone
okay, sorry.
Bone.
Yeah,
we've talked
no
about this before.
In between,
it sounds
sister.
Like a tropical song. It sounds like.
It's like. Ooh,
what is that?
The meat is always greener in some other species, but you think about fucking Klingon, you're in for a little rough sex.
All right.
It sounds like
I am.
Wait,
I have a problem. I have to go to therapy.
Wait.
What is this?
Charraca.
Just sounds like someone's banging on a trash can right now.
Okay, well,
we don't
want to
do this shit.
Anyway, the point is that. That she gives Worf a baby, and then eventually Deanna Troi ends up mating with Worf, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like the two Worf lovers talking about being half culture, and then also Klingon, like, I don't know, to me it's like, because I didn't remember this scene when I was watching the next. Mm. So that's all I wanted to say.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's cool.
It's weird.
They still have these kind of antiquated rituals, like, you know, like marriage and the oath and thing. Like, maybe that was like a commentary being like, look how dumb this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that
mm-hmm. a little
still
bit.
Exists then. But, like, this is
And
not,
that's true. It's true because mm-hmm. she is upset about it. It's mm-hmm. not like it's just like celebrating marriage. Mm-hmm. It is in a way like speaking about like it marriage being a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if I like a guy, I would.
This is my
favorite
part.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can't let this show go by without describing the incredible holodeck fight scene where Worf slices a guy in two and it's a skull face man.
So I feel like if there was a holodeck, if there was a holodeck and I'm rooming freely around the ship and I have a lot of interest, I would definitely go to the holodeck and I'd be like,
what does Worf do?
Give me Worf's program.
Yeah. So
just
that's
to like, that's what I like. That would be my form of stalking.
Yeah.
So my internet
exactly.
stalking.
Genius.
I know.
It's weird that you can just do that.
I know. You can. She can be just like Worf's calisthenics.
Yeah,
like, that's
like
so private.
That's like watching somebody's porn.
What if his calisthenics was like.
Like, it's like, what is Worf doing in there? You walk in, you're like, holy shit. Okay.
Just a bunch of people just licking their own assholes.
Yeah,
and you're like, wow, where am I?
That is upsetting.
Yeah. But instead, it was like a fight thing. And she's like, this is too easy. And Worf is like, level two. And then.
And then I love that the people just come like back to life.
The bird person from this? Rick and Morty is there.
And then there's like a skeleton.
Skeletor.
Skeletor.
So Skeletor. I also like that Worf is smiling during this because he's so pumped.
Love yeah. it. Yeah.
This is the way you...
This is Klingon.
If I was a Klingon, I'd be like, we so like each other.
Yeah, yeah. We are so having fun.
Because we're
right
both
now.
Killing Skeletors together.
They're both so aroused right now.
This is like a big bug.
And now Skeletors
is like me in the basement.
Save!
Slide. He slices it in half and then it's like he diagonally slides off. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
That should be a meme. Somebody's
wait, why did she attack him?
Because she's so hot for him right now.
That's like Klingon That's mating Klingon. Ritual now. It ended it entered a different territory.
I see.
It entered the red light.
This is about
territory.
To be me and Garrett later.
Is this like,
maybe that's what
I'm
you need
come
to do.
Up on him grunting. With a sword.
Maybe you need to like Klingon mate. Period. That's all.
Klingon I tried mate. To get him to I tried to get him to show. I was showing him my Krav Maga stuff. He hates it.
Why?
Because he thinks I'm going to hurt him.
Don't show him that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I want. I want a man to smell my wrist like that. I mean, I put perfume on.
This is when I'm getting perfume samples at Barney's. And I'm like, do you like? And they're like, I'm like, this is a little too hands-on.
Yeah. Get in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would mate like that, too.
Look at her eyebrows.
It's like total goals.
Goals.
Yeah. Goals.
Yes.
And there's
Wait, what?
So he squeezed her hand so her nails go into her skin.
So she's
they
hurting
like
herself.
It, they like it.
She's hurting herself through him. Yeah, smell yourself.
And then they're just growling and staring at each other. And then somebody's at the holodeck door like, let's see what's going on in here.
Some calisthenics programs.
So they just boned.
Yep.
During that break. During that cut.
Make jokes.
You don't like people with a sense of humor.
A humor.
I did not say that.
Worf, you're the perfect Klingon. The ultimate minimalist.
That leotard is.
Talk to me.
Yeah, it's dope.
To me.
So good. All of her outfits here, I'm like,
I've noted that some people use humor as a shield.
You must like
Alice.
Shield.
What do you think of that? I do that.
It's clear.
That's all I do.
It's a shield, but it's also a diffusing mechanism.
It's true. You tell
like,
the truth. You say
like,
the truth,
less
and
of
then
a shield, it's and done. It's more of like that thing you like. It's more of steam with angry bees. That's how I think of it.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's when like you, yeah.
So
smoke bees to
yeah, the bees
to calm them,
smoke.
Sedate them.
Wait. How would you describe humor?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, my dad always took me fishing. Yeah. And I was like, Dad, I'm sick of spending so much quality time with you. And he's like, that's weird. It's like a reverse thing. Because when I was growing up, my dad would always say he was going to take me fishing. And I sit on the back porch with my fishing rods what? And a bucket of minnows. Uh-huh. Who's that? Oh, it's me. I've been here you the entire Who's time. Who's also here with me? Yeah, I'm a fish.
Yo.
Whoa! Oh my God!
Yo,
the British rapper, The Streets is here. Is that his name? The Streets is here. He's also gonna. Yeah, that's something. His name. That's his name. I think he's about to. Have you guys ever noticed that The Streets isn't very good at rapping? He just raps much more slowly and in English than normal rappers.
And he doesn't have like a rap voice too.
No, he just is like. Rhymes are hard to do unless, like, you give it 2 more minutes in between each thing. I'm a teen.
It sucks.
It sucks.
If I can do it, it sucks. All right, so that's my take on that.
Wow, I love that. I don't think you talked about humor at all. Or like,
wow, but, it's almost like I used a shield.
A shield. Mm-hmm. It's like you use characters in piano to
as a shield.
Yeah.
Wow, I really did actually just do that.
We did. So then we concluded that this ended. So that's that episode. I mean, I really enjoyed this episode. What did you feel? You feel like you want to watch more Star Trek?
Mm.
You don't have to. Most people say, a lot of people, when they get bad episodes, they're like, No, never again. Please, thank you.
I mean, like, not... This sounds super fucking pretentious.
I hate it already.
I know.
We're ready to hate.
We're so mad.
But
I know.
Like, in the... Not because I'm really invested in it, but I find it interesting, like, when it was made, you know, and, like, the politics of it now.
Yeah.
So you, like, condescendingly watch it. You would condescendingly watch it. Yeah, so you would watch it or...
No.
But not, like, because I actually wanted to follow the story, but, like...
Oh, no, here's the thing. This is the reason that I really appreciate this show so much. I feel like it has something for everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's unironic. It's, like, it's funny ironically. Like, it doesn't try, but it's unintentionally funny a lot. Bad acting all the time. But there's also really big ideas that it explores. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I watch it, I'm watching it. I can watch it ironically and unironically at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
I mean, I think Patrick Stewart is amazing.
And he can act so good.
He's a great Shakespearean actor. Sometimes he's like the subtlest comedian, and he's so good at it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the crew, the cast of this show is famously all friends with each other.
So close.
Like, they are still friends. Like, they love each other. They do things every fucking year.
Yeah.
And you can tell they're just, like, joking with each other and love it. So there is a flavor to it. Even though the show is not, like, coming out right now and so modern anymore, there definitely is something about watching it and being like, this is so warm and cozy and kind of like, I fall asleep to it with a smile.
With a smile.
With a smile.
Yeah. So you guys at home, you should fall asleep with a smile.
You guys at home.
When you're like, it's been a long day.
Can you sit down here?
Okay. Life is really hard.
Life is really, it's not hard for me, but I imagine for you.
I'm always ready.
You're always ready.
I'm so ready.
Think about maybe just relaxing all of your body parts one by one, starting with your...
Coccyx.
Your butthole.
Coccyx? Starting with your cock.
Starting with your cock.
Relax your dick, please. Because it's really hard to cuddle with you.
God.
You're like changing shapes. I hate it.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, if you could just be on your back and I'll cuddle you, that's perfect. Great. Okay, I'm relaxing. Okay, good night, guys. Everybody, have a good night. You can find Peter on Twitter.
Peter, where can we find you? Where can we see you next?
Like on the internet, find me?
Yeah, wherever you want to, whatever you want to, is there something you want to plug, including your Instagram or anything else? I mean, people are into that, or some people are into like plugging their TV shows. Do you want to plug our show?
Yeah, I guess my Instagram, which is...
Your name?
What the fuck is my handle? Yeah. Peter Mark Kendall.
Yeah.
And Veronica...
Where can we see you?
We're about to be on a show called Strange Angel.
Oh my God, I'm so
excited. Strange Angel, I'm doing the theme song.
That's crazy.
I waited to announce it till this moment. This is also part of the song. I'm so pumped about this show.
Yeah, me too. I'm so excited. Where else can we see you? Is there something else, like any short film that you scored that's coming out, or... Or is it just pure only Strange Angel?
Well, the things that we're doing...
That's the only thing I have in this podcast.
The things that...
In my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Can I speak? The things that...
I just... Sorry. Ooh, wow. Acting.
Sassy. Yeah, yeah. Sassy. No, what are you going to say?
You know what? Forget it. Let's just... You know what? Hey, Brett, can we... Can we call it?
Alice is laughing inside a plastic cup, which means we're done.
Yeah.
Brett, don't call it because he says it, but can we call it?
Okay. No. Wait. I have so much more to say.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Can we go back to the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, I think it's going to cover a little bit more ground.
All right. Did you have fun, Peter? Some kind of fun?
I had...
Some kind of fun.
Some kind of fun.
That's what we aspire.
Please come back. Please watch more with us and come back.
You tell me when. I'm here until June 20th.
And watch Strange Angel, guys.
And you guys follow Peter
And you guys follow him.
In general, just be creepy.
Yeah, follow him around. Sure. Yeah. See what he's up to.
I live in Glendale if anyone wants to like look.
Check it out.
Check it out and live, look in my house.
Okay.
We will. We will.
Guys, it's been a day. See you soon.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
See you at the Treks in the City Con.
I love you. Bye. What? I said,
yeah, it's happening.
See you in the frontier.
I already took
my final frontier.
Yeah, we're already gone.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.